of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is November 16th, 2013, and I'm your host, Mark Kent, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. We are streaming worldwide. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Savannah, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Hello.
Hello. And our guest today is Robert Smith, and we're going to be talking about the state of Jefferson and going over some stuff there. How are you doing today, Robert?
Doing all right. A little rough. We had the pub crawl and petition drive last night, and when people figure out what you're trying to do, it's amazing how many people want to buy you a drink.
The key word there is pub drive. Like I say, we're streaming worldwide here. You're listening to No Fear Radio. We're at KCNR1460.com on the net. And you can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me at Mark E. Kent on Facebook. My first quote is, Honesty is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. That's Thomas Jefferson. And then my sister, I think, has a quote.
Yeah, I do. I just come across this. It is, peace is the brief, glorious moment in history when everybody stands and around reloading. And that's from Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Jefferson's pretty good. When the law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing his respect for the law. That's from Frederick Bastiat. And his book entitled The Law is mandatory reading for anyone who wants to really understand how it works. Law is force. And that's the theme of the book. So let's see. Do we have any veterans events?
We do. Coming up on December 1st, we have the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound. We are doing a military family Christmas. This is where we package the boxes to go overseas for Christmas. It will be held at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Of course, that's here in Reading from 2 to 6. We'll be serving hot dogs and hamburgers. The cost for the tickets is $15. And that is just to cover the cost of the packages to go overseas. If you want to purchase tickets, you can get them at Jones Fort or the Senior Hall or Tobacco and Brew. And the next Saturday, we will be doing a drive in the Keebler parking lot for items. We're still lacking some items to go in the boxes, so we will be doing a drive on that. And then coming December 21st, we will have the Servicemen's Feast at the Veterans Hall here on Yuba Street. And this is with Missing in America Project and Camp for Life. And that is that we serve dinner for everybody, all the first responders, the police, the sheriff, and everybody, and all the veterans out there. And it's free.
Very good, very good. Monday night, Reading Tea Party is going to be Michael Shaw. He is a leading critic of sustainable development, also known as UN's Agenda 21, which he has a plan, action plan implementing the, which is an action plan implementing the globalist one world vision. And, so he's going to be there, Monday night. And that should be a great deal as far as information for you guys.
That's at 6 p.m.
Okay, let's get right to the headlines. We got several things to cover before we get to our guest here. This comes from Judicial Watch. This is Tom Witten, he's the attorney for Judicial Watch. And basically, we've been talking about President Obama rewriting the Obamacare again this week. You know, and so there's a, it's like he's facing a deluge of criticism for lying about the fact that his Obamacare law would cause health insurance plans to become canceled for millions of Americans. But, you know, the big story here is, who is this guy? Does he think that he's the king? I mean, this is a law that has not been passed by Congress. I mean, he's basically, this is a brand new law. He's saying, okay, for, I like it this way one day and then I like it this way the next. Well, why do we need a Congress and a checks and balances and a Senate if he's just going to turn around and create law constantly? Well, let's just crown him. Let's call the guy king and move on and say what it is. Because, you know, you can't keep changing the rules anytime you feel like it. That's called tyranny.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, it's just unbelievable that nobody's calling him on this in the media. Well, maybe it's not so unbelievable that it's not being laid out there in the media. But, you know, the consequences here is that if this guy keeps doing this, and this is his modus operandi, that, you know, at some point in time, we're just going to be subjects as opposed to free sovereign citizens. You know,
we're headed that way real quick.
Yeah. So, you know, what else do I got on here? Oh, yes, GOP lawmakers release articles of impeachment for Eric Holder. So evidently Eric Holder is, you know, going to become under the articles for impeachment. And, you know, he's been engaged in a pattern of conduct that, you know, he's supposed
for
to be.
For quite a while now.
Yeah, exactly. He's refused to comply with subpoenas to the House Oversight and Reform Committee, you know, legitimate investigations into Fast and Furious by the Bureau of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms that put thousands of illegal purchased weapons in the hands of cartel leaders, resulting in the death of, obviously, of Brian Terry. And so, and it goes on and on and on. That's just Article 1. Article 2, proceedings against the Holder, he violated his office oath of office by refusing to enforce certain laws in the administration for various reasons, deciding not to enforce the Defense of Marriage Act, which the administration deemed so the administration just deems it unconstitutional.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what the court said or what the law is. You know, I am king. Move on. Article 3 also charges Holder with violating his oath of office, this time refusing to prosecute the individuals involved in the Internal Revenue scandal for unauthorized disclosure of tax records belonging to political donors. Article 4 provided false testimony to the House Judiciary Committee. These are all crimes.
crimes and misdemeanors.
And he gets a pass from the commander in Thief. So it's just really bad out there. But it looks like maybe they're waking
maybe
up.
And actually, I believe it's a gentleman out of Texas that is bringing this forth, isn't it? Olson.
I've got the five who are from Texas is what I have here. We've got Roe and Yoho of Florida, Lynn of Georgia, Bashan of Indiana, Blake Farenthold of Texas, Randy Weber, Texas, Roger Williams of Texas, Bill Flores, I think is who you're talking about. Texas, Louis Gohmert, Texas, and Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. So those are the senator or the Republicans that are also. I guess it's
there's some Democrats, I believe, in there too.
I just see it's Olson here. I got a name here at the end of the article. Anyway, so that's what's happening on that front. Now I wanted to hit a couple of things before I get to this one article on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But I saw this. Gummy bears, drugs, and vaccines made out of people. Now, you can't make this up. Right now, gelatin is made with human DNA fragments, is being used in pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines, and scientists believe that it will soon be feasible to use this gelatin in consumer products such as gummy bears and marshmallows. Scientists are now able to rewrite DNA code and have created bizarre animal hybrids with an eye to eventually engineering human and animal hybrids. So it's just like Soylent Green, you know, they're just they're going to feed you people. Oh boy, you know, geez, unbelievable.
If people only knew what was in some of their food out there.
Here's another one. CIA has yet to turn over its drone assassination program to the military and apparently has no intentions of doing so. Of the excuse of national security, covert operations of the CIA are beyond the control of Congress or even the president. Drone strikes are commonly initiated by CIA operatives with no outside oversight or authority. Once such power is given, it's extremely difficult to withdraw. So we've got that. There's another one. Boom, boom, boom. Missiles missing in Turkey and Syria.
No.
know. We might have Surprise. To come back for
this. It may come back around for Benghazi on that one.
I know. It's just unbelievable. I do want to hit a little bit about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. And, you know, that's just came out on WikiLeaks. And he's published this Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty has been negotiated in secret for over 3 years. And it will impose controls on food, medicine, health care, internet freedom, and just about everything of importance in our lives. Its goal is to use international law to eliminate freedom of choice and enhance corporate profits. Only corporate officers and lobbyists have been permitted to examine the treaty. You know, what the heck's going on here? This is all a big secret deal that, you know, like I say, you can go to WikiLeaks and find this.
They're too busy with the health care, you know, getting it out there and keeping people busy with the health care. Well, why they're sneaking this in the back door.
Well, this is the largest economic treaty encompassing nations representing more than 40% of the world's GDP. And so, you know, the WikiLeaks released the text comes ahead of the decisive TPP Chief Negotiators Summit in Salt Lake City, Utah on November, on 19th through the 24th of November in 2013. So that's coming up. You know, so we need to get more on this because this is a forerunner to the equally secret US-EU pact, the TTIP, Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, for which President Obama has initiated negotiations in January of 2013. Together, these guys will cover more than 60% of the GDP. Both pacts include China. Now, why is this a secret is all I want to know, and I guess we got to go to a break.
I guess with that, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome back author J.R. Martin for a full 2 hours. Martin wrote Selling Us Out, Us as in U.S. He'll talk about our penchant for making bad trade deals and corrupt policies that caused the economic collapse of 2008 and how it could happen again. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Your wait is over. Real Deals on Home Decor is coming to town. You're invited to our grand opening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You'll love our amazing selection of fabulous decor in our fun mom and pop shop. Come discover why our fans say,
since I discovered Real Deals, I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Awesome decor? Check. Friendly people? Check. Best prices? Check.
Visit us Thursdays and Fridays, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 3, at 1419 A. Yuba Street, Redding's Real Deals on Home Decor, home to domestic dreamers like you.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Tomorrow, people, I have had a good time.
I guess I got to talk.
Well, you don't have to.
I was thinking.
You know, there's a couple more of us in the studio that can burn some time,
sure.
You know?
I was just laid up in a country state of mind here. Let's talk to our guest here, Robert Smith, and maybe you can give us a little bio on yourself, Robert, and what you're doing and why you're involved in the state of Jefferson.
Well, in short, why I'm involved in the state of Jefferson is because basically we're being run over by our own government. We don't have a voice or any redress for our grievances or any way to protect ourselves, and it has to change. It's more than matter of economics or politics or anything else. I mean, it's really gotten to the point we're backed into the corner so bad it's a matter of survival for us up here.
Yeah, I concur. It's you know, I'm just looking at some of the stuff that our gal Sally out there has put together on regulation and taxes and representation in the state of California. And, I mean, personal income tax is the highest, sales tax at 8.25 highest, gas tax highest. You know, it's like California is out of control with taxes and you know, the services, what are we getting? You know, it's this redistribution. This is a typical redistribution setting, and we're going to be looking like Detroit here pretty soon. And we need to break away and get people involved because we don't have a say-so up here. We don't have any representation in Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, we're a third of the state in size, and we have three representatives, where the city of Los Angeles has 26. Just the city of Los Angeles, and we have three for the entire North State. And the problem with that is we are constitutionally guaranteed a Republican form of government. Our founders were pretty clear what they meant by a Republican form of government when they set up the federal government. Representation in, on a state manner with your Senate, and representation by population. You know, and a lot of people make the argument, oh, well, a democracy. Well, we're not a democracy. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic. And
yes.
it was a brilliant concept, and we've gotten away from it. And 1964 Reynolds versus Sims, one man, one vote, actually kind of pushed the state governments into a democracy. And that is responsible for a lot of the dysfunction that we have now.
Because before it was by the counties, wasn't it?
By the counties.
Yeah, so each county had a vote?
Yeah, In the state senate, each county had a senator, so that you had representation regardless of population to stop the kind of metrocentric people that are running us now.
Right.
And, you know, but at the same time, they were given their voice in the House of Representatives and according to the population. That's part of our checks and balance system that we have gotten away from. And, I mean, that's led us to California is approaching $500 billion in debt. And we're not going to be able to save ourselves. And a lot of people say that we're not sustainable, that we can't sustain ourselves, which as we've gotten into the numbers and seen some of the juggling and the sleight of hand that California does to arrive at those numbers is not true. And also, if you're making the argument that a state can't exist because it's not sustainable, well, then California's already out the door.
Yeah, they're already so far in debt now that we're going to be Detroit pretty soon. And we talked a little bit prior to this about how they skew the numbers to make it look like that they're supporting the northern half of California by transferring money in and out and, you know, sleight of hand and hocus pocus. And maybe you can explain why they say that they're actually supporting the counties when it's the opposite.
Well, if you look at it, we're a revenue drain, okay? Which, number one, if that was true, would a state that's $500 billion in debt not want to do themselves the favor and get rid of us so they can start to save themselves? The problem is they don't agree with it because they know that it's not true. Now, when you look at the numbers, oh, the state of California transfers this much in for schools, they transfer in this much for roads. What the truth is that's actually state revenue that we generate ourselves, and they just leave in the county and consider it a transfer in because that's state tax revenue. It's actually our money that we've generated that's actually here, and the state of California on their books goes, oh, we transferred it into your counties. You're dependent on us.
It's kind of like sending a dollar to Santa Claus, you know, and it goes through Washington and 2 cents gets to Santa Claus and the 98% goes to administration. And they think they're doing us a favor because how much do they take along the way before they even give it back? I mean, that would be another question I'd ask.
Well, see, here's the interesting thing about it, is they leave us enough revenue that we generate ourselves, and then they take the rest of it.
Right.
But then they turn around and tell us that they're transferring in huge amounts of money, and it's actually money that they leave here. We haven't generated the exact number of how much of our money that we get back. We're working on that. But it's pennies on the dollar of what we return.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because that's how these guys operate. And then, you know, you've got the big population centers down south, and they're, you know, I mean, if we look at, I wonder what the ratio is producers to non-producers and takers from, you know, producers as far as the makers, you know, I mean, it seems to me it's gotta be way out of balance in the south.
Well, California's economy no longer generates wealth. We used to generate wealth, and a lot of that was up here in the North State off of resource production and manufacturing. And the way that California's economy has been driven out of state, our entire economy is the transference of wealth. It's shuffling it around, and they call it an economy. And everybody goes, oh, well, California's the eighth largest economy in the world.
Not anymore.
Well, that's not really true either, because if you look at it per capita,
right,
we're 13th in the country.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, because what they've gone away from is the government has shut down the businesses in California through their taxation, through their regulations. I mean, just to give you a comparison, and from the tax field, if you start a corporation in the state of California, or an LLC or an LLP, it's $800 a year just to have it. It could generate,
regardless if you generate income.
Could generate zero income, and the state still wants $800 a year, and that's minimum franchise fee. It actually goes up if you start making any money. And compared to, let's say, Oregon, it's $40 a year. It's $40 a year in Oregon. So, I mean, think about that for a second. In Oregon, $40, $800 here a year. Which state would you operate in?
Oregon.
Yeah, obviously. and then you go to Nevada with no state tax, you know, and start looking at these other, well, that's why they're fleeing, California, in droves, is because, you know, what we've got is a bunch of communists up there. And I don't say that word lightly, you know. We need to start calling a spade here, because that's what this redistribution crap is communism, you know, and we're selling it as, you know, you got to help the poor and charitable. But, you know, the real deal with that is it's not a matter of helping the poor. It's a matter of whether you're diverting your funds through the government to help the poor, and gee, we lose 98% along the way, but then that's supposed to be a good deal.
Right. Well, that's in Shasta County. Do you know how much that we spend on social services just in Shasta County a year?
I have no idea. I'm sure you do.
$90 million.
So we're spending $90 million on social services in Shasta County.
It's a third of our county budget.
So how come all of the homeless guys don't have homes, and how come there's still people running around the park? And I mean, it seems like everybody with that kind of money, everybody should have $100,000 in their pocket.
Actually, a large chunk of that, something like 67%, is administrative fees.
Yeah,
interesting. Imagine that.
I never would have guessed.
Out of $90 million. 67% of it goes to the people who are signing people up, who are cutting the checks. It's a self-sustaining system.
See, that this whole charity be argument, this whole redistribution argument, is baloney.
nice catch.
Yeah, so because the real deal is that, and that's what charities are for. And we had I posted a thing on Facebook this last week that showed the charities that are taking out of the charity, you know, I'm not going to name
Well, yeah, there's quite a few that, I mean, like your donation,
stars.
Like
yeah.
96% of what is given to them is taken in administration fees.
And then let me finish the thought here but there was a bunch of charities that didn't take anything, like the Veterans for the Purple Hearts
right.
And so the deal there was that if you didn't like the charity and the way it was operating, hey, you can switch charities and give to somebody who's doing good with the money. Try doing that with government. No, it's force, you know, they force you to pay in, and then you have no control over the money once it hits the coffers.
Well, that's completely true. And you know, when you have to enforce your ideas at the point of a gun, your ideas stink.
Well, and how is the state of Jefferson going to be different?
Well, the state of Jefferson is looking at different ways that we can do things along constitutional guidelines. And instead of finding a way to regulate everything through the government, let's figure out the opposite direction. Let's get out of business's way. Let's figure out a way that we can be minimally intrusive. Let's figure out a way to restore actual power to our cities and to our counties, because who better knows how to manage the people around them than the local governments?
Right.
You know, and basically we want to do the reverse of what California's done. Get out of the way. Let the free market excel.
See, I think what we're really saying, and I think what why the people in the northern half of the state really want the state of Jefferson is because most of us up here believe in the Constitution. Most of us believe in local government as opposed to big, huge central government out of Washington. And that would be the big difference, in my opinion, is everybody up here, you know, get back to work, get back to manufacturing, get a good business climate, and get this government intrusion off of our backs and keep it local. And
well, that's one of the things is working the numbers in the 12 Jefferson counties here in California. And this isn't including the Oregon numbers. Our economy is roughly 28% of what it was in 1994. We've been gutted.
Yeah, we've been gutted with all this regulation. With that, let's come back and crunch some more numbers.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I guess we might be moving out here.
I think we just divorce ourselves from the lower half of the state. I mean, you know, we talk about mandates from these guys. We've got renewable energy. We got, you know, 3-foot bicycle mandates, transgender bathroom, energy storage mandates, health insurance. None of this stuff would pass up here. Gay history mandate. And I didn't even know this one, a gay infertility. I got nothing against gay people, but a gay infertility insurance mandate. Really?
Really?
It's like, I didn't even know about that one. And then, you know, so none of these laws, like gun and ammunition laws, transgender license, driver's license for illegals, you know, illegals can become lawyers, all of this stuff, would all of this stuff pass up here in the North State if we didn't have Southern California being brainwashed?
I wouldn't say there was a snowball's chance.
Exactly, because up here is a rural, it's a different setting. It's more rural. It's more about the land, agriculture, working, you know, that type of thing, family values.
Yeah, we were just talking about during the break about the forestry and the numbers. What did you say?
Well, that's, we've started a project called the Regulatory Impact Project, RIP, rest in peace for short. And,
good one.
And we're trying to quantify all the different regulations that come out of California and how they affect businesses. And the more we dig into it, the bigger the mountain gets. And one of the things that we've come across right now is the harvest plan for the Shasta Trinity National Forest. There's over $80 billion worth of harvestable timber. And what harvestable timber means is are trees that are at the end of their life cycle that if they're not harvested are going to die, fall over, become fuel, and turn into catastrophic wildfire, which we've all well aware of.
Which is another expense that the government has to come in. So the government causes the problem, and then the government has to come in and fix the problem, all at the expense of the taxpayer, mm-hmm. as opposed to creating a resource with $80 billion worth of harvestable timber that we could actually sell and put money into the coffers and create wealth.
Yeah, which is not wealth transference. It's actually generation of new wealth. It's actually adding wealth to the system.
Well, I think we should just all counterfeit money like the federal government, and we would all be rich, right?
No. Because I wouldn't give you anything of value for your money. It's paper.
Well, you know, I mean, we used to have gold backing the currency, you know, and you can't eat gold.
No.
But I guess you can't eat, you can eat paper.
For a while, I suppose. A
little salad dressing, yeah. Anyway, going back
to light it on fire, I guess.
I mean, but this is a classic example of stupidity. Yeah. I mean, you know, that you can fix things with the government intervention. You know, you can fix things. The government doesn't produce anything. It costs money to run things. And if they shut down the production like this timber harvestable, the Shasta Trinity harvestable timber, you know, another mining is another one that they've shut down. You can't mine anything anywhere.
Well, you can't even mine on a small scale. You know, your hobby dredger that goes out into the streams, he can't even do that anymore. And they say it's because they're harmful to the fish. Well, number one, because of our river flows, they actually fill up with chaff, which chokes off the riverbeds for the spawning beds for the salmon.
Right.
Now, what a dredger does is he goes in there looking for
right.
gold.
Lifts up
and
the,
by the law
recycles the sand, yeah.
Yeah. He actually gets it back down to the sand, clears the chaff onto the banks, and makes spawning beds. But then you've got somebody down in Sacramento who has no clue what that is or what that means and goes, oh, some guy's running a gasoline motor in the middle of the river. He's killing the fish. So they pass a law, and they don't even understand what they're doing themselves. And it goes on and on. And, I mean, we've been looking at geological surveys of the mineral wealth of Northern California. The world's third largest copper belt's right up there in Siskiyou running into Oregon. Yep. It's billions and billions of dollars worth of money. And we've talked to different companies and things that have said, well, if you were actually allowed to harvest the resources, why would we not come there to save on transportation costs, hire workers there so that we could actually go right from mine to mill and start the manufacturing? I mean, it would be a boom economy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the guys are saying, you know, this would be too hard to do. You know, I mean, you hear all the different naysayers, and you're going to get that with anything. But I, you know, is this doable? I guess is the question. I mean, but the numbers that you're telling me bear that out. I mean, we can have a economy. You know, I think we ought to sign a anybody who comes in either has to be legal or sign a statement saying they believe in the Constitution. And if we went actually back to what got us great in the first place, I think it would solve most of our problems.
Well, that's what got us great in the first place was the free market.
Right.
You know, and what was it, Reagan that said, when the government sees something, government law says, if something moves, tax it.
Yeah.
If it quits moving, subsidize it. If it continues to move, regulate it. That's how government views commerce. And it's wrong, it's restrictive, and it kills us. I mean, using the Shasta Trinity example, okay, how much money does the state spend not allowing us to go use $80 billion worth of resources that are jobs?
Yeah.
That's people off of welfare. That's people paying taxes into the coffers. It's the reverse direction, because an economy moves in two directions. It's not stasis. And it's either up with no upward ceiling because you continue to generate wealth, or it's down where you're not.
Yeah, you're either growing or you're shrinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's such a good point. And we've been shrinking for quite some time. So we just need to get back to some production. The other side of that is, are we going to do it, with thoughtfulness and, do we want to do this responsibly,
Of course we are. I mean, if what you have down in Sacramento are preservationists, don't touch it, leave it alone, Mother Nature will take care of itself. Well, that's true if there were no humans around.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, there are humans, so you need conservationists. And the best conservationist in the world is somebody who subsists off of the land, because
right.
they understand the land. They know if they harm the land and kill the land that they're not going to subsist. They understand it better than any person sitting in an office building staring out their window at sprawl.
Yeah.
And, so if you want somebody to tell you how to manage it, talk to a logger, talk to a miner, talk to a farmer, talk to a hunter. People that actually are out there, they understand it, because they have a more vested interest than anybody in it.
Well, it's my theory is like, I call it the theory of concrete. When you're down in LA, you think there's no trees because all you see is concrete. I actually had an argument with a guy that said, hey, we got to save all the trees. And I'm looking out my window going, really? I mean, we've got forests of trees, that are growing here, and it's renewable. And I used to plant trees when I was a kid, and they say, oh, you're destroying all the trees. No, we replanted everything that to reproduce everything that was taken. And so I guess if all you see is concrete, that's what you think the world is. It's kind of like being a fish inside of a restaurant. If you're inside of a restaurant and you're a fish and you're looking out there, all you think people do is eat.
Yeah, it's... They really have no understanding. And, I understand the overwhelming awe that somebody has. They come up here and they look at it and they go, oh, we've got to save this. Well, we understand that better than anybody else. We live here. It's one of the reasons that we do live here. And you get people that are so uninformed. Like if you look at Google Maps right now over by Lassen County, you see all of these holes, okay? And I had somebody go, oh, they're clear cutting all through here. Well, does anybody remember the fires that went through there and why they're clearing that out? It's because it's all dead, burned timber. And the state of California actually took so long to release the logging companies to go get the harvestable timber, it's unusable. It completely went to waste, and a lot of it started to rot. And then when that rots, you actually get pine beetle infestations, which sweep through the entire forest,
right.
Turn it into dead wood, produce fuels, and catastrophic wildfire. It's a self-reproducing cycle.
Well, the real deal is that what we've got here is with the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, exactly the opposite. They're not protecting them. They're protecting the agency. And, if you look at their platform and all this stuff, EPA equals communism. And I hate to keep going back to that, but something? That's what it is we're talking about government control of schools through Common Core, government control of everything.
I would actually make the argument that it's fascism. Because it's actually large corporations
and
the government melding, which is by definition fascism.
We've got an uninformed public. I mean, I got into a huge argument with a younger person, and he said that when Obama bailed out GM, that was free market capitalism.
No, not even close.
Well, that's what they think. I mean, that's why we got so much problem with these liars up there, is that even now you look at Obama, they will lie about anything and everything, and people just believe them at face value.
Well, for us here that are supporting Jefferson, the federal government is going to be a whole different fight.
And right,
we've got to settle the fight with our own state first. And to do that, we have to have a voice. Okay. And we are guaranteed a Republican form of government. Sacramento is unwilling to give it to us. The legislatures have said, why would we do that? Because when you break it down one senator per county, all of a sudden the conservatives are in control of half of the state house.
Right.
They're not about to do that. Now, when that becomes an issue and we push it, really they're going to be left with two choices. Do you give us the form of government that we're supposed to have, and then we can actually sit down at the table, have a voice, and let's get working on some of these things? Or are they going to choose to continue to do business as usual and just let us go?
Well, and then
it's kind of a win-win for us.
And implode.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really where we're headed is, you know, implosion. I mean, it's like I read an article in the paper last week, somebody, a letter actually to the editor. They said that she was so glad that she was in CalPERS. For her retirement. They're absolutely clueless on what's going on up there. There's fiscally this irresponsibility that's coming out of Sacramento across the board is putting us into the Detroit, you know, that's the Detroit free market where everybody, you know.
Yeah, they don't realize that their checks are their money and their CalPERS and everything is all involved in that. They think that they can just keep going to the mailbox and opening
Somebody should ask her to look up the definition of unfunded liability.
Exactly.
That might be hard. And her dictionary may not be there. But.
So what I'm hearing is fiscally, it sounds like we have a better shot at making this thing work up than all of Southern California.
Yeah, at 28% of what we were 20 years ago. So we know that we can actually be better than we are by quite a bit. We're already in the black. We're okay. We can do it already now at a quarter of what we used to be. So yeah, we can do it. We can be fiscally solvent. And that's running the show how California is now.
Yeah. So it's not going to be easy. We know that. And I think we got to go. Do we got to go to a break, Savannah?
Yeah. All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Sovereign Radio, we're back, and we're here talking with Robert Smith, and we're talking about the state of Jefferson. And, the last segment here, I'd like to talk about, you know, what the solutions are, you know, what, the restoration of, you know, the northern half of California, and what are some of the answers, Robert?
Well, I mean, overall, to form the new state government that we would be forming, we will be having a constitutional convention where a lot of that gets hammered out. But, I mean, there are some basic principles that we all agree on already. You know, a true free market, non-intervention from the government as much as possible and as practicable. And, you know, a lot of it is just getting the government out of the way and letting the market do what it will do by
limited
itself.
Limited government, what a concept.
Very limited. And restoration of local powers. You know, a lot of it, your board of supervisors and all of that, a lot of that, they're almost just a rubber stamp for the state. They're dictated to by the state of how they have to run things. They don't have a whole lot of real authority anymore. They do in some things, but when it comes to the part that matters, they don't have any power, and that needs to be restored to
I think that a lot of them like hiding behind that so that they can have their own agenda and blame it on the state and other.
You mean like, yeah, Missy MacArthur and her I don't think that's my responsibility answer.
Yeah, there you go. Or, you know, my favorite, there's a couple of them. My favorite is I want to live in a state where there's a major league ballpark. Major League Ball team.
Yeah, I don't support the state of Jefferson. I'm a Giants fan. Yeah.
And there's always one that the other one that said that we wouldn't have any representation up here.
Well, we would up here.
Yeah, that was their argument. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bassetti made the argument that Northern California used to have effective representation, and we did used to have effective representation because we were the rich part of the state. Because we had the resources. We had the treasure box. So they listened to the people with the money. And then as environmental laws have come along and gutted our agrarian way of life, nobody listens to us because we have no leverage of any kind for anything. We have no voice in our government. We have no resources or anything that we're allowed to harvest. We have no financial backing that we can do anything about.
Yeah, I think this whole thing's a win-win. Regardless of whether you believe in the state of Jefferson or not, at least we're getting people involved. We're networking, and we're starting to get the debate has started now where we were just, there was nothing happening before. You know, we didn't have, you know, any say. And I think this movement is, you know, I think we're going to win this movement. I'm not saying that the state of Jefferson.
And it's going to take some time.
But it is going to take some time.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to be easy.
As long as it takes, we'll be here. If it takes generations, it will happen.
Well, and what we need is people getting involved out there. That's part of the answer is, you know, all you people out there that are sitting around listening and doing nothing, you need to get off your duff and start showing up to things.
So if they want to get involved or get more information about the state of Jefferson, what's some of the ways they could go about doing that?
Well, you can find us on Facebook. That seems to be one of the most popular mediums that we have. You can find State of Jefferson Party on there. You can find Shasta County for the State of Jefferson, Jefferson State News. Just type that into your search in Facebook. There's the website, jeffersondeclaration.net. Monday night, we have a meeting every night for the State of Jefferson at New Destiny Church. Do you guys have that?
Destiny Fellowship?
Yeah, that's the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And do you guys have the address for that?
2270 Bonneville.
Yes.
Is it 2270?
Or 2290.
2270, I think it is. I have to look it up.
It's on Destiny Fellowship.
Destiny Fellowship, yeah.
You guys break out after the main meeting. So about what time, if somebody just wanted to come and attend your meeting, about what time do you usually
about
go?
About 7 o'clock.
About 7 o'clock.
Depending on how much we have to go over, it runs an hour to 2 hours, just depending on.
Is there a contact phone number or anything that you want to give out or no?
530-999-1120. That's me. You have questions, you want to argue with me, you want to sign up, whatever it is, I'll talk Jefferson with anybody anytime.
All right.
Very good.
Go.
You know, I was just thinking, I seen one, I believe it was the letter in the paper. Which I don't take, by the way. I absolutely refuse to take the paper anymore because it does not report the news. It reports a slanted spin point. And we need – that's why everybody's going to these alternative meetings. Medias, that's why these guys don't get it, whether it's on Channel 7 or Channel 9 or, you know, Channel 54. The mainstream media and the newspapers, AP, they're all controlled scripts. And they don't report, they have a, you know, I don't know whether it's mandated from above or what's going on, but they don't report a conservative viewpoint up here in the most conservative part of the state. And so everybody's going to the alternative media. These guys are going to put themselves out of business if they're not careful.
But we can spread the word really well between us. If we start networking and people start plugging in, then we can do a lot of work.
They are. I mean, on the different pages on Facebook, we have thousands of people that have joined our pages,
nice.
Joined our groups, and they are, they're networking back and forth. And one of the great things about the modern communication system is it's all happening like that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all instant.
Yeah. It's happening at the speed of a keyboard.
Well,
and somebody's got an idea over here in Siskiyou and, you know, 15 minutes later, it's getting done down here in
Chicago. I'm getting more, right. I'm getting more, more stories off the internet instantly than I am off of the television. I'm at the point where I don't even watch the news hardly at all, except to see what they're saying so we know what to laugh at the next next broadcast, because some of it is just absolutely ridiculous, the spin and the, or the things that they, the total lack of reporting on stuff. I mean, whether it's geoengineering to, you know, I mean, Eric Holder.
Well, they try to keep us so focused on certain things like the healthcare, why they're doing all this other stuff in the background, and that's where we need to come in.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yeah. I mean, there's so many big things that are happening.
When you get them on an issue, don't let them adjust the topic. Don't let them change the subject. You grab a hold of them like a pit bull and you pin them to the ground.
Yeah, because they won't answer any direct questions typically.
Exactly. Yeah, they never answer the question.
They don't answer questions. They just bloviate. You know, I was thinking about this. One guy said, "Hey, what about all the state parks up in Northern California? You know, are you gonna pay for them from the state of California if you separate? You know, are you gonna pay for Castle Crags? That's California's. That's a state park of California."
Okay, well, you know, we could make that argument. We could go with that model. I think it'd actually benefit us, because if we're going to go tit for tat on resources and money, let's take back all of the tax revenue that's flowed south. And how about we want fair compensation for every drop of water we've sent your way?
There you go.
If you want to trade, we can trade.
Yeah, I think we'd be in the negotiations.
I don't think they would want to do that too well.
No. It's just, but it's really, you know, again, it's just a stupid comment, but that's the kind of stuff you're dealing with. I mean, who thinks of stuff like that? Well, we're going to buy the parks back. It's just another, you know, thoughtless, feckless argument against something that they know nothing about.
Well, it's a lot easier for somebody to put it down instead of saying, what can I do? How can I make it happen? You know, instead of, it's much easier to say, you can't do that.
That's another thing that we openly challenge people on, that tell us, oh, well, the state of Jefferson's unreasonable. We're open to options.
Yeah.
Could somebody step up and tell us a better way? Because don't have another one.
A lot of guys are okay with the status flow or the status flow, the status quo.
Yeah.
You know, because they're on the dole or they're receiving some kind of benefit from the state.
Well, that's the guy last night when we were doing the pub crawl, which was great because we got several hundred signatures of support for the state of Jefferson on that. And by the time we left each and every single pub and bar, the place was in an uproar discussing it back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, we really kind of planted the seed there last night. But there's one guy that said he wouldn't support the state of Jefferson because he likes things how they are. And I said, well, you know, California is almost $500 billion in debt, $500 billion. It's going up by $187,000 an hour. And he goes, I'm okay with that. As long as I get my check from the state every month, I'm okay with that.
But they don't realize they're killing themselves, because at some point, you're not going to get the check from the state.
Exactly. You know, it will collapse.
Neighbor the other day, you know, before the shutdown, I was talking to her, oh, no, it's all good. Well, when the shutdown came, her husband works for the government, so he lost his job. So then she's like, oh, by the way, maybe I should look into more information about the state of Jefferson, you know?
Take Obamacare. It's the same thing. It's all good until it actually starts to not work.
Yeah.
Till you're involved.
Shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
till your number comes up in the hopper.
Because it's utopian pie in the sky. Hey, everybody should have universal health care. It's a right. Really? That sounds really good. And we want everybody getting the optimum health care. And there should be a surgeon on every corner. But you know something? That's not the world. That's not reality. And so you can sell, utopia and a dream world a lot better than you can live in reality. And reality always catches up sooner or later. With
somebody
utopia.
Has to pay the bill.
That's exactly right.
Someday you got to pay the piper.
Well, because if you're saying that health care is a right, then what you're saying is I have the right to enslave a doctor. I have the right to have a doctor perform services for nothing. Or food is a right. Well, food's not a right. Food is a commodity that you have to buy and work for. If you said that food was a right, then what you're saying is all the farmers have to work to produce for free. There's no profit motive. Then what happens is the unintended consequences at the end of the day is everybody starves.
Well, you know, to be honest, economy is driven by ambition. And when you remove the rewards of ambition, why bother?
Why work?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't have to.
And this is a true story. I heard this from my ex-father-in-law, my ex-brother-in-law's father down in the San Mateo. He said, and he was from Russia. He said on the collective farms, he said that everybody's laying around in the wheat field napping, and there's one guy up on top of the heavy machinery looking out for the government guy. As soon as they see the government guy coming down the road, they all jump up and act like they're start working, and they work and work until the government guy leaves, and then guess what happens? They all go back to sleep because it doesn't matter who creates what. It doesn't matter who works hard. Nobody gets anything, and everybody starves.
Yeah. Well, that's you wonder, any people that support the system that we have and where we're headed, have they ever cracked a history book? Show me one example where it has ever worked.
It doesn't work. Socialism is communism without a gun at your head, and sooner or later, socialism turns into communism, and you have a gun at your head. So that's really what we're talking about here. I think we're out of time.
I think we got 30 seconds.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master, and we'd like to thank our guest.
Yeah, thanks Robert for coming Smith. In, Robert Smith.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And don't forget, we're going to be doing on December 1st, sending packages to our troops at the Senior Citizen Hall.
Very good.
Good stuff.
All right. See you next week.
All right.
Outside raging, we'll soon shake your windows and vibrate your walls, for the times they are changing.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Navy helicopters on the job in the Philippines, carrying relief supplies where they are much needed in the aftermath of a deadly typhoon. Captain Neil Williams of the Navy says the team is trying to make sure those supplies to get where they're needed most.
We want to make sure that we deliver supplies in the need of the Filipino people here.
Also at SRNews.com, a bipartisan effort in the House to extend the right of insurance companies to continue providing policies to many Americans who've had their policies canceled under Obamacare. This week's Republican address, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says President Obama's been deceiving the people about the health care law, including why those policies were canceled, as he tries to blame insurance companies.
It's like telling someone you're sorry their dog died, but refusing to acknowledge you ran over the dog. Sorry, Mr. President, it didn't work. Millions of Americans are coming to realize that those are your tire tracks,